you've ever wondered what a Grammy Award-winning banjoist sounds like, and let's be honest, who hasn't? Well, there it is. That's Alison Brown. Beyond being an accomplished banjo picker, believe it or not, she's also a Harvard grad with an MBA from UCLA. She's collaborated with such notable artists as Bela Fleck, Alison Krauss, Claire Lynch, and even runs her own record label. In fact, her company, Compass Records, produced a couple of albums for one of my favorite Athens bands, Vigilantes of Love. And while all of that makes her worthy of discussion, that's not what drew me to this bluegrass legend from Tennessee. You see, Alison is the headliner for an upcoming benefit concert at the Foundry on March 22nd, right here in Athens, for the Oconee River Land Trust, called Oconee River Bells, which of course led me to try and discover what a river bell was and what this benefit was all about.
An Oconee bell is a little white flower that is in need of protection. And so it's a play on words. An Oconee bell is like the instrument, a bell. But the way we spell it is like a beautiful woman. And it just rings.
It just rings. Yeah, indeed it does. That's Carla Francis. She's the Outreach and Development Coordinator for the Oconee River Land Trust, explaining the reason for the name River Bells. She goes on in our discussion to explain a little bit more about what her organization does and what they mean to the community.
The Oconee River Land Trust works to protect farms, forests, rivers, all types of land in the state of Georgia. So we're a statewide organization based here in Athens. So we mostly work with private landowners, those farmers, those owners of the forest, to help them protect the stream buffers, the rare habitats, the wildlife habitat from unwanted development.
She went on to explain a bit more about how it works.
It's not a one-size-fits-all. You work with each landowner. So, for instance, you might have a 200-acre parcel of land, and all the area, the hardwood by a river, say the Oconee River, is untouchable. You can't cut it. You leave the river protected. But on a flatter area near the road, the farmer might have a horse pasture. By being able to live there and work, they continue to contribute to the local economy while all of us benefit from those conservation values, that cleaner water, that fresher air.
So Alison Brown got involved with this event from the beginning, and organizers decided she was a pretty good fit, bringing with her such notable names as Claire Lynch and Indigo Girls. So I asked Alison, why was this sort of thing so important to her?
Well, you know, I am really passionate about conserving wildlife areas. And I think the work that the land trusts do is really, really important. And I've had a chance to play for some land trust benefits here in Tennessee. And when Carla reached out to see if we'd be interested in doing something in Athens, I mean, of course, we're interested. It's something that I think is really incredibly valuable. And there's a tie between roots music and traditional music and the land. And I think it's really common amongst people who play acoustic-rooted music to share that same passion for the land. So this time I'm bringing Rob Ikes and Trey Hensley, who are an amazing duo. Rob Ikes is a 15-time Dobro Player of the Year, and Trey Hensley is still in his 20s. I think he debuted on the Opry when he was 10 years old with Johnny Cash. He's a marvel of a singer and player. Those guys are amazing, and then Sierra Hull and Justin Moses are going to join us too. And, of course, Sierra Hull is 2-time IBMA Mandolin Player of the Year. Great singer, great artist, wonderful person. And I'm really looking forward to having all these folks in Athens to support the work of the Land Trust and to put on a great night of music.
A great night of music indeed, and all for a good cause. For more information about the benefit concert and the Oconee River Land Trust, you can visit their website. That's OconeeRiverLandTrust.org. Special thanks to Land Trust intern Hannah McIntosh for her contributions to this story. For WUGA, I'm Chris Shue.